Right now, coffee is one of the most popular and valuable commodities in the world. But new research from an international group of scientists finds that climate change could pose a big challenge to coffee farmers in the decades to come.
Their new study says that by 2050, the area suitable for growing coffee in Latin America could shrink by up to 88% because of rising temperatures. But diverse bee populations could help offset that change in some areas, shifting coffee production to more highly elevated areas of Central America.
Pablo Imbach is an agronomist at the International Center for Tropical Agriculture in Vietnam and lead author of that study. Pablo, welcome to Central Time.
Thank you for having me here.
Your research, it predicts a drastic drop in the amount of land that's suitable for coffee growing in the next few decades. What did you find there?
Well, we wanted to understand the potential effects of climate change on coffee farmers in Latin America and see whether we could find ideas on potential responses that farmers could have to manage their plantations in order to mitigate the impacts of climate change. So what we knew from previous studies that there was we could see a potential reduction in areas suitable for growing coffee, Arabica coffee in Latin America and in the world in general. And what we did is that we tried to evaluate the change in potential areas for coffee using the latest generation of climate scenarios. But we also wanted to look into whether, under future scenarios, coffee plantations would still have bees pollinating the coffee.
And in terms of the results, you looked at the combined effect of climate change and pollinators like bees. What is the projected outcome? What did you find?
So in general, we found that a slight decrease in the species diversity, of bees that will potentially be available in coffee plantations. But we found that almost all coffee suitable areas in the future will have at least 5 bee species, or climate suitable for at least 5 bee species, and that around half of the future areas suitable for growing coffee would have at least 10 species, which means that under future scenarios, the future area suitable for coffee will still be able to benefit from some of the pollination services that increase the coffee yields, berry weight, and are beneficial for farmers.
And what about the land suitable for growing coffee itself? How does that hold up?
Well, we saw In line with previous studies, we saw reductions in the total area suitable for coffee. We found slightly larger reductions in the range of around 73% to 88% of reduction in total area suitable for coffee, which is a bit larger than what previous studies have found. We think probably because we used a higher resolution in our modeling approach that is able to capture more detail into the environmental gradients that define the coffee suitable areas.
What kind of conditions are suitable for growing coffee? What do we need to have a place that's going to yield a nice crop of coffee?
Well, coffee usually grows at mid altitudes. Arabica coffee grows above 1,000 meters above sea level and up to 1,800, if my memory is right. And so under climate change, since conditions will get warmer, the range of the suitable altitude range for coffee will move uphill.
And let's look again at the pollinator aspect of this. So if you've got less land that's suitable for coffee that farmers can use, can bees offset sometimes the effect of climate change?
So that was exactly the focus of our study, and we found that around 10 to 20% of the future coffee areas, both the coffee suitability and bee richness will increase, meaning that across these areas, farmers should do well under climate change scenarios. We also found that around between 30 and 50% of the future coffee areas, both coffee suitability and bean richness would decrease. This is what we call negative coupling, because we see both changes as a reduction in the future. And this would mean that these farmers will face worsened conditions. And we also found for about a third of the future coffee area, where we found that bean richness will decrease, meaning more decreased pollination services, but coffee suitability would increase, meaning that some of the losses due to loss of pollination services could be compensated by increasing coffee suitability. So the idea of looking at how coffee suitability and bean richness changes in opposite or in the same direction could provide guidance on what kind of adaptation strategies we should recommend to farmers.
We're talking with Pablo Imbach right now, an agronomist at the International Center for Tropical Agriculture and lead author of the study we're taking a look at right now, looking at the effects of climate change and pollinators on coffee crops around the world. And Pablo, in terms of fostering habitat that's good for bees, so that maybe these bees can help stabilize coffee crops and increase yield, what do we need to do to prop up bees and make sure they're doing well and are thriving?
Yes, there are two important things to do. One is that we need to provide habitat and food for bees so the bees can survive throughout the whole year, so they are available when coffee is flowering. And for that, we need to have nearby forest plots so bees can nest on the trees. And it would be also important to, within the coffee farms, to have native species that provide food for bees. The idea is to have bees available throughout the years that are able to survive throughout the year, so they are available when coffee flowers, and so we can benefit from the bees pollinating coffee flowers.
Another aspect of this in terms of the ecosystem that can help coffee is tropical forests. It sounds like most coffee farming takes place near a tropical forest. Are tropical forests themselves doing well, and how will they be affected?
Well, in our study, we assumed that the forest cover would remain constant as it is now. And now most of the coffee areas are close to forest patches, meaning that these forest patches should be able to support bees and therefore support pollination services for coffee areas. And we assume that the forest cover would remain constant, which is a big assumption since we don't really know what's going to happen with the land use change in the next 20, 30 years. The key question is that there is an additional, this would be an additional factor to account for when we try to decide to mitigate land use change or deforestation. So this could be, if we combine the impacts of climate change with loss of tree cover, forest cover close to coffee plantations, then this could be an additional threat to coffee farmers in the future.
As you know, coffee is one of the most popular and valuable commodities in the world. After your study, do you think that growers will be affected? This is a livelihood for many coffee farmers around the world, but also coffee drinkers. Do you think there's going to be enough coffee?
I don't think we have the full answer to that. We would need to run a global study. And also we need to account what we can accomplish in terms of improving coffee management to be able to cope with the changes in climate. But it seems from our study and others before that we might be facing a big threat, both for farmers, which in Latin America, Coffea arabica farmers are mostly smallholder farmers, so these are highly vulnerable farmers, and also the whole coffee industry, meaning the coffee lovers included.
Pablo, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you very much for the opportunity.
That was Pablo Imbach, an agronomist at the International Center for Tropical Agriculture in Vietnam, talking with us there about how global climate change could hurt coffee production around the globe.